Right, we're here. Gayla and Kev with brunch. Well, should we call it something else, though? It's not really brunch, this,
no,
is it? What is it?
It's cupcake time.
Cupcake, so it's like tea time, really? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, should we call it tea time, stroke brunch?
No, cupcake time.
Cupcake time.
I like cupcake time.
Okay. Okay, well, everybody likes cupcakes, don't they?
They do.
So how do you make them, Gayla?
Right, so the basic recipe is 4 ounces, 6 ounces. Can you start again?
Look, Gayla's thrown now. Look, so let's just rewind. Everybody likes cupcakes, don't they, Gayla?
Right.
So how do you make them?
Right. Yeah. 8 ounces of softened marge.
Yeah.
8 ounces of caster sugar.
Keep going.
8 ounces of self-raising flour.
Yeah.
A teaspoon of baking powder.
Yeah.
Sugar, marge, flour.
Yeah.
Teaspoon of vanilla essence.
Oh, yeah.
4 eggs.
Four eggs. Are you sure? Is this your final answer?
It's my final answer.
Phone a friend?
Why four eggs? I'm testing you because we've done this before. So if it's 8 ounces of everything, why 4 eggs? You can't remember, can
I
you?
I can't remember.
Because each egg weighs 2 ounces. So it's eight.
Oh, no, I've forgotten that one.
Mm.
Sorry.
So you whisk that together. If you've got a mixer, fabulous.
Yeah.
Mix it all together. Divide it off into two.
Right.
And then put some chocolate powder in one.
So two separate bowls.
Chocolate powder in one.
Yeah.
And whisk that separately. So then you've got half vanilla cupcakes and half chocolate cupcakes.
Ooh, yeah.
So you put them in your cupcake cases, about 160 in the oven for about 12 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Dumb question number one. What's a cupcake case?
Paper cake case.
It's lovely showing me with your own. Paper radio,
it's a paper cake case. It's a case that is made of paper that a cupcake goes in.
So you put those straight in the oven?
You're confusing me again. A cupcake in a baking, like a muffin tin. There you go. Muffin tin.
Right.
Cupcake cases in the muffin tin.
Yeah.
About a dessert spoon of mixture in each cupcake.
Yeah.
In the oven. I will kick you. In the oven for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And they go nice and rise. They rise. And then you get them out and you put them on a cooling rack to cool.
Yeah.
Now, while they're cooling,
yeah,
put yourself in 6 ounces of softened butter or marge. Butter is nicer, but it's more expensive.
Right.
And it's fattening. And to that, double the amount of icing sugar. So if you use 6 ounces of marge, use 12 ounces of icing sugar, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whisk it all up together so it's nice and soft.
Yeah.
Then you can then divide that off. Now, I've divided mine into 3 lots.
Right.
So what I've done is one lot is just vanilla, with a bit of vanilla essence in.
Yeah.
One lot, which is over there, is chocolate. And you know the camp coffee? I'm allowed to say that, but it's old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
A dollop of camp coffee.
You still get that, can
you?
All right.
And some brilliant if you're making coffee cake.
Ooh.
Fantastic for coffee cake.
All right.
But then you a spoonful of chocolate powder, mix the coffee and the chocolate together, and then you get mocha.
Mmm.
And then chocolate powder in the third one. So then you've got vanilla, chocolate, and mocha.
Okay.
So then with your cupcakes, divide them up into how many you want of each flavour.
Yeah.
For the vanilla ones, I've gone for the old-fashioned 1970s butterfly cake.
Oh, I know.
So I've taken a sharp knife and cut off the top.
Yeah.
Cut the top in half.
Yeah.
Put the vanilla butter icing in the middle.
Yeah.
And stick the two wings of the butterfly into the icing.
Oh, doesn't it look lovely?
Does it look like a butterfly?
Oh, no. I'm going to get a picture of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good plan. Right, so another thing you can do, just if you've not got any piping, if you're no good at piping, which I'm not because of my hands.
Yeah.
So the chocolate one, just use a dessert spoon
and
put it on the cake as a pyramid.
Slap it on. Yeah, a bit like laying
bricks.
And then
if you've got an old chocolate bar or a crumbly chocolate bar,
put
crumbles of chocolate, grated chocolate on the top.
Oh, lovely.
Chocolate cupcake.
Yeah.
And then this is where, do you remember these 1970s things?
Looks like you're about to give me an injection.
I am. It looks like an injection
thing. This won't hurt.
And it's It's an ice, like an icing bag, but it's very old fashioned.
It's like a dirty, great hypodermic.
It looks like a big hypodermic needle.
You wouldn't want that, would you? No.
So with that, with the mocha flavour, I'm just piping.
Oh, look at that.
Swirls round.
That's artistic, that is.
There you go.
Lovely.
So there you've got, out of one batch of the butter icing, divide it off, you've got three different flavoured cupcakes.
Okay.
So if you're doing a kiddies party, it's brilliant.
Yeah. So is there a way of saying how many cakes you get out of the mixture?
About out of the mixture I've just said, I managed to get 36.
Wow.
Okay, and so it's cheaper than buying them from the shop.
It's
something you can do with the kids as well, if you don't mind your kitchen being made.
Yeah. So the thing is, you've got to do your cake mix first.
Yeah, cook
bake that.
While they're in the oven, just do your...
Do your mixes.
Mixing and just divide them. You can do any flavour. One good flavour is you take the icing, you put chocolate in it and peppermint essence. And then you use that to ice the cake and it tastes like peppermint error.
Oh, I love that.
Really does.
That's another brand name.
I don't know. There isn't another version of that.
Is there not?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Are you positive now?
Positive.
Okay, I'll let you off then.
Yeah, that's the only
other brands are not available.
No.
No.
There's all the like fondant fillings, but that particular bubbly peppermint filling, no, there isn't.
Okay, so, take your word for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
oh, brilliant.
That's cupcakes.
Fantastic.
Even though you've fluddled me completely.
I know.
We have
you've had a busy day, haven't you?
Oh, very.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we've got chickenpox epidemic.
Really?
On pan at the
what
moment.
What am I doing here then?
That's all right, we're clear. Schools. It's a good job it's half term.
Yeah? What, loads of kids going down?
Absolutely. Last week, there was only 6 children in one class that didn't have it.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
And then...
Is that just confined to this area, do you know?
It seems to be.
Does it?
Yeah. I don't know. But then I suppose once it's done, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the island can have it and keep it. I don't know if there is anywhere else, but...
No.
It's affected me because Wendy's at home looking after Jasmine.
So it's knocked out some of the staff.
So, yeah,
some short
staff.
To care for the kids. And during half term as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare.
It's been hectic.
But is chicken pox the one where every kid should have it, or is that German measles? I can't remember.
They used to do chicken pox parties, but I disagree with them.
Yeah.
I'm old fashioned. With me, I used to keep my kids away.
Yeah.
If they got chicken pox, picked it up, then fine.
Yeah.
But not... It's a horrible thing for a child to have. So why take them to a party to make them poorly?
Yeah.
So, you know...
Was that a thing, though? People thought that it's better for them to have it when they're younger?
Yeah. Then you've got to put up with the calamine lotion or the...
Oh, I remember that.
Porridge oats in socks it is now.
Is it?
Yeah, porridge oats.
Is that a cure?
It stops the itching. You put porridge oats in a sock and soak it, and then where the spots are itchy, you dab it on, like a bingo dabber.
Really?
Apparently.
Wow. Well, I never knew that.
No.
No, we best not.
No,
go.
No.
Shall we do a medicine sort of series next?
A medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a good one for a sore throat.
Dr. Gaynor.
Right, my dad, I used to get tonsillitis. Everyone that comes in, they go, oh, I've got a sore throat. Right, this is the cure.
Mm.
White bread.
Yeah.
Cut into fingers,
like
soldiers. No butter or anything.
Yeah.
Malt vinegar.
Yeah.
In a bowl, soak the bread till it's sodden in the malt vinegar, slide it down your throat.
What, just swallow it?
Mm. You don't even need to chew it because it's all sodden, so it just slips down and it kind of, it's very acidic, so it kills the bacteria and then it just soothes the throat as it goes down.
Does it? Mm. It sounds nightmare.
It is. I've tried it with everyone in there. I'm not doing that. It's horrible. Yeah.
But it works. Really?
Mm.
All right, I'll try that.
I used to get tonsillitis all the time, and that's what my dad used to give me.
Wow. So white bread, in fingers, soak it in malt vinegar, shove it down your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, you heard it here first, or second.
Or third.
Third.
I mean, I'm full of old wives' tales, it's me age. I'm getting really old.
Well, we'll have some more next week, then.
What?
I think
stories of the 57-year-old woman.
Yeah, no, I think we should do Dr. Gaynor.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
Irritation. Have you got an irritation?
No, that's me. Sorry. Right, time to go.
Okay.
Thanks, Gaynor.
No props. Bye.
Bye.